In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve announced yesterday that it's holding short-term interest rates steady. No shocker there, but the Fed also said it doesn't anticipate any more rate hikes for the rest of the year. And remember, interest rate hikes are a way of hitting the brakes on the economy. So if there's no need for more braking, it means the economy's not speeding. There's been a moderate slowdown in economic growth, weakening consumer and business spending, and there's little risk of inflation on the horizon. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what all this means for the economy going forward.
The latest Business Roundtable survey finds CEOs anticipate pretty much the same thing as Fed policymakers, a moderate slowdown in investment and sales over the next 6 months. But Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute says for workers, the economy's still in a sweet spot.
We have finally seen a pretty decisive uptick in wage growth.
He thinks with unemployment low, that's likely to continue. Economist Mike Frattantoni at the Mortgage Bankers Association says wage growth has been strongest among low and middle income workers, which is affecting the housing market.
We're seeing more strength at the entry level and first move up buyer.
As the economy slows, says Kurt Long at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions,
it would not be a surprise to see us on the verge of a recession, let's say early 2020.
Long says high corporate debt could be a problem, leading to defaults, layoffs, and a plunge in business sentiment. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.